is really getting ridiculous.
We need some behind the scenes.
We need behind the scenes because we be acted up.
What just happened before this?
Hey, y'all. Welcome to I'm in Control podcast. I am the Charity E.
I'm Misha with the braids.
Oh, now she's Misha with the braids. Yes. Okay. I'm June Speaks.
I am Janae. And we are back with a new episode. Absolutely. Y'all, I'm going to be super mellow today because, like, y'all need to know, like, details, but, like, I'm struggling. It's fine.
Oh.
I'm not hungover. Not that kind of struggling. Yeah. No. But I'm struggling.
She's struggling. Well, I'm struggling because I lost a dear friend. I'm struggling. I'm
sorry. Was this a competition? Jesus.
No, I was like, that
it's not. It's not a competition, but I just want to just celebrate the life of my dear friend, Evangelist Joyce L. Timmons from Gladewater, Texas, that has been in my life for over 40 years.
That's a long time.
And a lot of people know her as the Giant Slayer, as the Evangelist, but I knew her as Joyce. And I just watched the Lord bless her, and she has been an encouragement and strength, a voice in my life. But God, what she's done for God across the world. So we just celebrate her life.
For sure.
And we will celebrate her June 2nd and 3rd. So I'm looking forward to that.
So if you had a favorite, like, what are those called? Jesus. Sermon. A favorite sermon that Joyce preached, what would it be?
11:59.
That was mine. That's Charity's favorite. 11:59.
It never grows old.
That was mine. And that one, it was a New Year's Eve service. I think she said it was 72 hours. About 72 hours.
Hey,
I'm still on my 72 hours.
You still?
We don't have to talk about it.
I have one.
What is it?
I went to see her speak at a church in Fort Worth back in 2018, I believe.
Yeah.
And it was the big conference.
Right.
And she had us volunteering, all her old mentees. Yeah. And it was about basically what my takeaway from it was, what I remember was that she talked about being top shelf and she was speaking to all the single people in the audience. Mm-hmm. And I remember she, like, we connected eyes and she was like, we did.
That's her moment. See, she was Miss YWCC.
I thought it was PWW.
No, but
okay,
that
continue.
Was until later.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, you know, my train of thought gets real crazy.
Yes. Top shelf.
Okay. I was top shelf. Which now, you know, like, think of, like, top shelf, like, margarita. But that's not what she was saying.
Alcohol,
but, like,
yeah.
But basically, she said that you're top shelf. And so the reason why maybe you have not been found yet by your mate or whatever is that she compared it to growing up in Gladewater, Texas. And she said, my mama and my granny used to put the iced tea on the porch. Mm. And that's, you know, how they make the tea back in the day.
Right.
If you're from the South. And so she said, then they would take it and they would bottle up in, Charity, you know, the glasses, the cute little.
Yep. The mason jar.
The mason jars.
Right.
And she said she was a little girl and she'd watch her granny go in the kitchen and put it on the top shelf.
Mm.
And they would not take it down. I remember this sermon and she would not take it down till they were having, like, special guests or Sunday after church or something like that. So she compared that to being top shelf. She's like, just think about you're being pruned. You're sitting on your front porch. Mm. You're letting the sun, you know, prune you and refresh you. And then God put you on the top shelf. And so until your husband or your wife is ready, then you're going to be taken off the top shelf and then he's going to unveil you.
And then she also prepared you for
pageants.
You know, pageants. Mm. Your first plane ride was because you had won that pageant with her. And you went to New Mexico.
Oh!
You forgot.
Unlocked the memory.
And I didn't go with you.
I was so scared. I was not with you.
You went with Joyce as a representative.
I forgot about that.
Hell, I don't forget nothing that Joyce Rogers did in my life.
I was a junior bridesmaid in her wedding. I would love to see the picture of me and Marcus Hicks, because that's who I walked down with.
I forgot and my first plane ride was... That's crazy.
Yeah, and Joyce was a bridesmaid in our wedding. She was traveling. For people to understand Evangelist, she traveled. That just means she was a minister. She traveled the globe. She transcended the Church of God in Christ many years ago. And she was a bridesmaid in my husband and I's wedding. About 35 years ago, and she was traveling. And so she missed the rehearsal. She comes in, she got a dress on and all that. And she didn't know where to stand. Like, and people had to say, no, Joyce, you go here. So she had them slide over, and she just smiled. And I said, girl, you done messed up my whole video. But, you know, that was my
friend. Mom, nobody watch wedding videos.
That was my
mom. Where's the wedding video?
But that was I have it, and I did. I took it. I took it over from I took it from VHS and put it on a DVD. Come on, yeah, don't play with me.
But now, how are you going to play the DVD?
That's all right. We'll figure it out. We'll figure. Are they trying to throw shade on me?
No, we're not. Yeah.
Anyway, we were saddened to hear of her passing.
Yes, but I do encourage everybody to look her up on YouTube. Some of her servants that could bless your life.
Bless your whole life.
Baby, it will.
Yeah. Promise you. But let's get into, you're talking about traveling and how she used to like to travel. So I'm going to talk about my love for traveling. Okay. Y'all know I went to Tulum mid-panoramic.
Panera Bread.
Yeah. And that was good because my flight was super cheap. It was like, I think I spent maybe $200 round trip to get there.
Ooh, that was now a stretch
for you. Now it's $1,000. Now it's $1,000 to get to Tulum.
It is
and shut down Tulum.
Yeah, and
took away all the cost of Migos.
The black people have shut down Tulum because it's the new Miami.
No, but it is shut really down currently.
You didn't see that?
Why, what happened?
It made Huffington Post and all that. Something, they shut it down.
I don't know if it's the COVID numbers, but they literally shut
it
down.
It probably is the COVID numbers because it looked lit.
But and they're out of
Hennessy.
I'm sorry, Mom. I'm only saying that because my girl Brittany Orr is out there, and I saw them probably saying that they out of Hennessy.
They got the Hennessy.
Yeah, she said it's nowhere.
They probably nowhere. Don't buy it on purpose because they're probably like, blacks love Hennessy. We're not gonna have any cognac.
Are
on
they
the island.
Out of water?
Mom, they're on the ocean.
I'm talking about drinking water.
Well, they out of Hennessy, so we
can't face.
They out of Hennessy. What? Whatever.
I have a lot of Hennessy in my cabinet, if y'all want to see. But, okay, so
she
back
works
to,
for eight. She works for a liquor company.
Back to traveling, though. So currently, or recently, not currently, recently I traveled to Vegas.
What's in that cup?
It's tea, hot tea. Because you know my voice is a little raspy. That's right. So recently I went to Vegas, and first of all, I don't understand why flights to Vegas. I could also fly to like Mexico. I could fly to Europe. I could fly. Why are the flights over like $400 to get to Vegas? Gosh.
Well, the flights, because the demand is back. And when the demand, what everybody should have been doing was taking advantage of the pandemic.
And buying tickets.
Because now that everybody, you think about the millions of people who travel every day, and now they're saying that the demand is back. Forget flights. You can't get a rental car. You can't find a rental car.
You know,
I'm trying to go somewhere
for my birthday trip. Can't find a rental car. People are getting U-Hauls. And then, the hotels are like, ridiculous, like the one.
When she says, "Excuse me," I think that means.
Yeah, I wanted you to stop at the rental car because who has rental cars? What are you talking about?
I don't Uber. I do rental cars.
They have Ubers.
But to talk about that, my bestie, you know, Jana's in Vegas right now, and even with the Ubers, they're saying it's like taking like hours.
There's a reason for that. Okay,
they're on strike.
So there's a shortage because of the strike. That's because Vegas is trying to take like a certain percentages of the money.
Four to two.
Now the taxis in Vegas are also like taxing because they know you have to get somewhere. Then the lines to even get in a taxi probably takes about 20 to 30 minutes.
Oh my goodness. And then this is what happened to the rental cars, that they sold off half of their, I know I'm a rental car person. They sold off half of their fleet during the pandemic, not knowing when they would come back.
Some of them.
And now we got a chip shortage, so they can't buy cars.
Oh, you know what else I found out about the rentals? In Texas alone, between Dallas, Houston, San Antonio, when we had our ice storm in February, that a lot of people did the one-way rentals. And then left the car. So it's like a whole situation in Loveville and DFW. I'm finding out that people can't get rentals because like, oh, well, it's still in San Antonio or whatever. It's a mess. We're in almost June. And that happened the second week of February.
Right.
So I just hate that.
Texas is a hot mess right now, period.
No, the U.S. is a mess. Honestly, we're in shambles.
It's ghetto.
I hate it. Here. This is the worst hood.
But this is what I would suggest. If you can, take a road trip if you can. Use your own. I'm just saying, if you can.
You just said ain't no rental car.
I just said, no. I'm talking about you got your own car. Hold on.
I ain't putting my business on.
Or just wait to 2022.
Ain't nobody waiting. You're being locked up.
YOLO.
So, let me tell you, there is a company.
We just started this podcast off talking about dead. You're talking about
Listen, there is a podcast company. See, a rental car company where people now are renting their own cars out. They're renting their own.
That's been around.
It starts with the V. Voltaire. I made.
It doesn't matter. We're not going to give them free press. But I know what
exactly.
You're
Basically, Joe Blow puts his car. He randomly never. I mean, hardly ever uses up on rental and you can rent it for cheaper.
So that's like 2015.
I know y'all gonna laugh now. So we got car B&Bs.
Yeah, mom, that been happening. One of my friends does that. He had like a fleet of cars, and he made pretty good money from
doing that. There's a station in Mockingbird. There's an area, Mockingbird Station, right by the Dart here in Dallas, Texas.
Yeah,
That's where it starts. Whatever you're talking about, that business is right there, Mockingbird Station.
Have y'all seen that people now are wanting to go on strike from Airbnb because of the abnormally high rates of the cleaning service and the surcharge taxes and whatever that the actual owner of the home or whatever is
I haven't seen charging.
They showed the receipts.
Like, why am I paying $500?
So it's like, let's say your place right here. Let's say you wanted like $199 a night.
Right.
That's the rate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. But then the cleaning prices is like $299. They double it.
$150.
And then something taxes. Stupid. It's something stupid. So it's like, why am I paying more for the cleaning than the actual unit?
But it's the same thing when you go to a resort, you have these enormous resort fees. So they're just doing the same thing.
Yeah, the resort fee in Vegas, it was like $50 bucks
a day.
But yeah, but the thing about Vegas is, okay, y'all know, everybody here has been to Vegas, right?
I've been to Vegas. Yeah, I love Vegas.
Girl.
I don't gamble, but I like the lights.
Mom, wait. What? Do you know Vegas is Sin City?
Yeah. It's Sin City for the y'all who go down there and sin. I sin not in that
Vegas?
Way. No, I'm not perfect. We all mess up.
Went to Vegas when we was born. But when did you go? Have you been to Vegas since we've been on this
I earth? Have been to Vegas 4 or 5 times, me and Mark.
For what?
Remember?
To go look at lights?
Like y'all was on the strip? Like
no, where? Like we were on the strip. We walked the strip because Vegas is just a mini New York to me. That's all
no,
it
it's
is.
Not.
It is the lights, the camera, the fun, whatever. Now you know your father gonna hit a slot machine. I don't gamble, but Mark, you know you'll go post some money.
So,
but we don't do what charity does. We ain't putting money on black and all that type.
And then texting some of y'all want to send me $5 if I hit. You know that's what charity.
I'm feeling hot.
They make you feel hot.
My husband is different than I am, but y'all know we've been to Vegas 4 or 5 times.
Actually, Mom, we don't.
Oh well, surprise.
Either
that's
way,
what grown folks do.
Y'all make me sound like a crackhead talking about y'all want to. Send me $5. Just put it on
I'm
the
just saying, Charity's a real. She's the gambler in the family.
No,
her
Marcus.
And
Marcus is the gambler.
It's Marcus and it's either's levels.
I literally called Marcus when I was walking out. He was like, "Oh, you're not down that much. You can go back. You can come back from that."
He has a problem. This is what I do. I just go to 7-Eleven and be like, "Can I get a dollar lotto to scratch off?" But Janae knows I'd be winning.
Yeah,
I win. I've been winning like $100 off the scratch offs. Don't
and
sleep on the dollar scratch offs.
All I tell them to do. Is roll me my piece once they get it.
Why are you slamming on the floor?
Well, why we gotta roll you a piece of anything?
Back to my original statement. Why I said, has everybody been to Vegas? Okay, so it's super crowded right now because everybody is outside, right? They said, you know what? No more masks. We're done.
Right.
Y'all can do what y'all want to do. So everybody is literally doing what they want to do. But the thing is, in Vegas, the restaurants are still at 50%.
Oh.
And you have to have a reservation everywhere. Mm. You can't just walk up to anywhere and go in.
Okay.
Some of the nightclubs, it's still like at a certain capacity. So you have to think about all these people, the shows, there's not that many shows.
Right.
If there are, they're limited. All these people are outside, but there's nowhere for them to like filter into.
Oh, God.
So it is just crowded everywhere you go.
But
the best thing that was for me was the pool party because it wasn't that crowded. I had a great time.
Question. What'd you end up wearing?
To the pool party?
Yeah. Well, does that outfit
like,
on your Insta?
I had, that was the fit.
But what was your
that was the
cover
fit.
Up?
I had just like a little button, a little white with a little button down.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It was cute. I just I had to know.
I typed into my like Lauren Conrad, like Kristen Cavallari look.
LC and Kristen.
Yeah. I mean, I was going real Laguna Beach.
Y'all are having a real moment between one another. Like me and Janae over here, like, what are y'all
talking about?
What
their
world
are.
Yeah. Okay,
if y'all want fashion tips, everybody follow Misho A.
Thank you. I thought you were about to shout out yourself. But that's like, back it up.
Is it Misho? Oh, wait, Misho underscore.
MESHA underscore 08.
Yeah, for fashion tips and tricks.
Oh my God.
But yeah, traveling now that everything is open, I really don't recommend because I was frustrated and I'm annoyed, but I do want to go somewhere again. I just don't want to spend $600.
I don't want to go where there's. This is nothing against the children. I'm the mother of 5, but I just don't want to go where there's a whole lot of babies.
You can go to adult resort.
I mean, but I don't want to go out of the country because we've had friends that went out the country and then tested positive for COVID trying to come back into the U.S. And let me tell you what the U.S. of A said. No. So they had to stay there 14 days.
But
so
you who buy wants travel to get, insurance for that, and they don't put you into some like
it,
little.
But it doesn't matter. Who wants to stay in Aruba or anywhere else for 14 more days? Not me. Not
honestly, if I had the money, I will gladly.
No, your travel insurance but you covers it.
No, but you can't go anywhere. You are now.
Oh, yeah, you're confined. Right.
Yeah, you are now isolated, and now you have to go through all those restrictions, and it's just you alone.
I will say absolutely this. Absolutely. I know y'all are probably going to laugh, but I swear, it just came to me. I honestly, I'll ask y'all, did y'all really know what quarantine meant until it actually came?
Are you dumb?
No, like when it, like.
Shots fired! Shots fired!
When it actually, listen, when it actually happened.
Kamisha.
When it, no, when quarantine really came, I knew what it meant. I know now, I know how to spell it. But when it actually came, I was like, I feel like Helen Keller. Like in my mind, I was like, we're about to be like, I used to think like you used to really have to wear like the hazmat and stuff. I was like, that's what I always thought quarantine was. Like you literally.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You know what I mean? You like, thought it meant like you have to be like an outbreak where you have to have all the suit.
But I didn't know it meant like I could go to mom and dad's house and quarantine with them.
Just so, like when mom said really martial law was going to happen, and you were freaking out. You're like, mom said
what?
That it's all going to get shut down and the military is going to come in.
Oh, yes. Because that's
I
what mom
did
yeah,
not
she made
tell
me think
you
of that.
The mom. Military mom. Was coming
mom.
In.
Yes, you did.
I really thought martial law was coming to shut down Dallas, Texas.
But she didn't know what martial law meant.
No. There was some places.
Yeah, it's all right. I'm going to get Janae because she going to mess up a little bit. And I'm going to get her. Y'all just keep watching and anyway. Listening. I'm going to get her. She thinks she's
next,
so smart, girl.
Next topic, please.
Yeah, okay, so anyways.
Well, y'all didn't answer my question. Y'all knew what quarantine meant?
Yes,
obviously. Sure. Yes.
Quarantine thick. I knew what that meant.
So are you quarantine thick?
I am. Shout out 2 Chainz. Look up that song with Big Lotto.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so this week I'm actually going to do my segment, guys. So my segment of Somebody Lying, if y'all have never heard it. Previously, I was on the Vincent Tucker radio show where I did a segment called Somebody Lying. But then also, this was just something that I've always said. It's like a phrase of mine.
Right.
So my segment, Somebody Lying, it's pretty much pointing out the obvious of you're hearing a story, you're reading something, you're seeing something transpire, and it's obviously not the truth. Like, there's a lie somewhere in this situation. Yeah. So, this week in Somebody Lying, we are going to talk about a situation with Portia Williams. So, sometimes I watch Real Housewives of Atlanta, not too often, but I just happened to catch the episode when they were, like, during quarantine and they were trying to find stuff to do. Portia, her sister, and it was somebody else. They all went over to Fallon's house. They all went over to Fallon's house and did like a little pool day. And they introduced Fallon as Portia's friend.
Yes.
Right.
So during this little pool time, you know, Fallon's husband is out there. They're like, oh, he's like, oh, do you need anything?
Yeah.
We can do whatever. And then Portia over there, low key, high key, peeping the husband saying, oh, if I had a husband do that for me, you know, I would, you know, keep asking for stuff.
Right.
So now we're going to fast forward to present day.
Present day.
Portia is now in love with Fallon's ex-husband.
In love and engaged to a married man.
But then
legally married.
Then she tried to say, me and Fallon were never friends. So how are you going to come and bring Fallon to us as the audience as this is my friend?
Exactly.
But now when y'all are engaged, she was never my friend.
First of all,
but y'all know what that means?
Somebody lied.
Let me tell you. Oh, go ahead, Terry.
I was going to say, so Kamisha, what did you think when you saw the picture of, what's the guy's
Simon.
Name? Simon, Portia, and Dennis.
When I originally saw that, I was like, what's going on here? You know, I just thought it was more of like, because I knew the backstory of Simon, that he's like this big restaurateur in Atlanta. So he has like all these restaurants. And I know that Portia's ex-fiance baby daddy is also, is also a big restaurateur in Atlanta. So I thought it was just like they were, you know, doing cigars and taking shots together. Right. Portia's in the middle. So when I first saw the picture hit the blogs, I thought it was just like, oh, they probably just did a business transaction together. They're probably about to open up a business. Not realizing moments later, they're posting that they're engaged and she's showing this big rock that is very similar to Fallon's ring.
He has a template.
Yeah. And so she said, it looks exactly alike. If you guys want to just go on the Shade Room or anything, Instagram, and just hashtag like Portia's ring and Fallon's ring, it's the exact same ring, just slightly different. Portia's is a little bit bigger. But yeah, so when I first saw it, I thought they were just about to do business together. Wow. And then Portia posted a picture of grown men. And but I was like, that's tacky. And her daughter was there. I don't know.
She claims, this is what drives me nuts, because, okay, so supposedly his divorce was either, in her, Portia claimed it was in January, right?
They filed she for claims divorce in January.
That we found this love in 30 days. 30 days, he became the love of my life.
And got engaged.
Type of thing.
And
baby, engaged. Let me tell y'all something. They found that love when Portia noticed that he was tending to his wife. And that's why you be very careful married women bringing these single women around your man. But then at the same time, I'm not going to blame Portia, because you call a dog, regardless of when they are, because he knows how to say no, and he didn't. So she's not the first person that he's cheated with. She will not be the last. So just because your name is about to change, sweet Portia, in case somebody has not told you, that you have reap, that you have sown, so shall you also reap.
The way you get them is the way
the way you lose them,
baby.
All the tangled web you have just weaved. Bless your heart.
Yeah, it's a mess. Heart. And also,
call me when you need assistance, okay?
Call her when you need a life coach.
You're gonna need coaching after
this. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. And that's another thing, you know. Your big sister, our aunt Marilyn, even said, "Do y'all?" Because she's also a big, Royal Housewife of Atlanta. So me and her actually text about it. Like, we actually talk about it separately. But she was just like, "Oh, she was so disappointed in Portia." Because if you guys really have been watching all the seasons, I think Portia's been there 8 of the 10 seasons. But when she first came on, got introduced to the show, she was married to Cordell Stewart.
Right.
And she was like 26, 27.
Right.
She was just this simple, sweet.
She used to be a minister.
She was a minister.
Wasn't Cordell dating
man, right?
He was dating Undelivered. Apparently, Andrew Caldwell. But that's another story.
What's Undelivered?
Andrew Caldwell.
The guy that said, "I ain't gay no more." I like women. So I don't know. Maybe you didn't know that. It's a whole, like you said, all the.
Here's what I don't do. I don't watch any of the foolishness.
Yeah.
I don't follow that.
I love the tea, but continue.
Here's what I was saying. Like, you know, mommy, you can't interrupt me because my thoughts.
Basically just how she's changed over the years. You talked to Merlin. Y'all talked about how when she first came on.
How is that sad? That's what she wanted to do. If she is happy.
No.
She was like a pure, sweet.
If she is happy and she wants to fall in love with that man.
She is in love with his money.
She is not in love with that man.
And
I hope he has an ironclad.
She ain't getting none from him.
I'm excited to see how Fallon's life is going to change. Everybody said that, like, how her Instagram's going to change. Like, she used to be on private jets. She's probably going to be like,
flying
coach now.
Charity.
She should get a good settlement.
She still got that Bentley, that 2020 Bentley that he bought her this time last year. You see how quickly men will change up on you? But this time last year.
Is it just men?
I think people change up on you too.
Can you see how quick Portia took a man?
Okay, hold on.
I'll take your man.
Can we bring balance to this? First of all,
no, I don't want any balance. I want chaos. I woke up and chose chaos.
We want violence.
I understand, but the thing is that, you know, her life doesn't have to change. It's not always about the money. I'm really concerned more about what she is feeling inside. That is a sucker punch. Like, that is a really
good... What are you talking about? Fallon?
I'm talking about the wife.
Fallon.
She said she's fine.
She probably got paid off.
She knows.
I mean, she may have got paid up, but money doesn't take away pain.
Yeah.
Guys,
and
come on now.
She's embarrassed, too.
It's not even about the embarrassment. It's about the pain. We always see the money sometimes, and money doesn't resolve issues. And all three, bless her heart, she didn't see it coming. Maybe she didn't.
How do you know that?
But maybe she didn't see that the person she introduced her husband to was really got a side eye for her husband and a side eye for, anyway, whatever. I feel bad for the wife.
I was watching Tammy Roman, who was on the Basketball Wives. She explained that technically Fallon probably wasn't Portia's friend. What they'll do, the producers would be like, we have to find a reason to bring this person on the show. So they'll say, who wants a friend for the season? So she said a lot of the times on Basketball Wives, Jackie would just say, oh, I'll do it, or stuff like that. But I still agree with Tammy that even though she wasn't technically your real friend, you still did that woman dirty. Y'all
that was
have
your castmate.
Worked together.
That was your castmate.
Y'all were castmates.
Yeah.
You have been in her home.
Yeah.
And then you go and you take this woman home.
And Tammy also did say that they hung out off camera too. She said, so they were building a friendship.
We will not bash Portia alone. We will not do that.
You need to watch the show before.
I understand, but
he's wrong too.
No, but her husband is just as equally. Right. Her husband is equally. They still gonna take me and die. Her husband is equally wrong. But right. What I'm saying is, if that's who she is, that's who she is, and you gotta be careful with that. You just gotta be careful with who
I
you
hope
bring
she feel
into,
like it's worth it.
Into your space. Oh. Girl, because just keep your eyes on her, though. Just keep your eyes on her.
She's getting a spinoff, apparently.
Who is?
Portia. But remember Janae told you? She said
it was beforehand.
For 7 months. Right. And then I guess now Andy from Bravo was like, yes.
You know why she's getting a spinoff? Because y'all keep watching this foolishness.
No, because she's a jump off.
Oh.
I'm done.
Come on, Lil' Kim.
I'm just saying.
A jump off.
Hey.
Bump.
Yes, it is. Escalade 23-inch rims. Jumping off the Jaguar in the 10th. For you to be a jukebox, you sure don't know the words.
Okay.
You're not a jukebox. For you to be a jukebox.
Okay, sometimes I just know
the melody.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gotcha. That was for your stint in the club.
Well, Charity, somebody lied. That's all
yeah,
I got
somebody
to say.
Lied.
Oh, I thought you were talking about
Christ. Hell no.
I had to jump in because I don't know nothing about the West Side East.
You actually, Mom, in those moments, please don't jump.
Yeah, just don't.
We don't need you to jump.
About the West of the, I wish y'all could have seen the movements to all of our audio listeners.
Oh my God.
Yeah. If you're an audio listener, sometimes just click into our YouTube.
You need to watch the YouTube.
You know, find
real
it.
Quick.
It's the facial expressions for me.
Now, we didn't discuss this before, but this has got me thinking. Mm. So, Kourtney Kardashian is dating Travis Barker.
Yeah.
Word on the street is he used to like Kim, or
somebody
they
lying.
Dated a little bit
yeah.
back in the day.
Weird.
I don't think you should.
When
it's
you
weird.
Okay, when you say date, did he they probably, go on a date?
But did he sleep with her? Because if he slept with your sister, you shouldn't be messing with the man.
The way Shayna Mochler, and I love Shayna Mochler. Did y'all ever watch?
But her daughter talked bad about her.
Yeah. Did y'all
Alabama
ever watch the reality show?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's why I fell in love with Travis Barker. Right. I honestly really didn't know who he was. I knew he was just a drummer.
Right.
But I fell in love with Travis Barker back in the day because him and Shayna were so cute. Again, but mom is like totally oblivious, but
it's not don't that jump I'm in. A, it's don't not jump. That,
she's gonna have to say it. She's gonna have a button that says, "Mom, don't
she's
talk.
Already muted."
It's not that I'm oblivious to it. It is the fact that why are y'all so shocked that people are doing these types of things?
Oh, she really muted your mic off. She turned it off.
Hi, I can yell.
Oh, girl.
Okay, okay so basically, but when you.
They dated back in like the early 2000s.
None of us would.
But Kim was a thought box, so I mean, it's kind of like, Janae, you know what I'm talking about, the girl.
Oh, girl, don't who?
You know the girl.
You know the girl?
The girl.
I hate when black people try to get you to, you know the girl?
Give me the girl in Dallas.
Yeah.
She's a thought box?
Gotcha.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
That if like everybody, that if I knew that they dated her, I'm like, well, dang, I can't date nobody because she literally has dated everybody. So it's like... You know what I mean? I think that
No. But there's a difference between your sister.
I think the Kardashian Jenner girls know, like, Kim has dated everybody. Like,
no.
Can we date?
No. She hasn't dated everybody. And there is...
Everybody they like.
But it still should be... Like. It still should be a moral compass there. If you have been married, engaged, dated, slept, unfortunately, with my family member, my friend, you are off limits, period.
I don't know.
No.
They might have just gone on a date.
No.
Okay. They might have just gone on a date.
That's what I'm saying.
If it
if
was
they
just
never,
like we went on a date,
whatever.
If it was we went on a date and we didn't vibe, okay, cool.
Yeah,
that was a long time ago. I've had three husbands and a truckload of kids right now. Okay. We can do that. But
girl, Kim has had three husbands.
If you're my friend or you're my sibling, and you have entered into some type of relationship, if even if y'all sleeping together, I'm not going to now date you. That's weird,
yeah, ew,
and that's
sorry,
off
gross.
Limits. And friends, especially, I'm not one of those that be like, oh, you're my friend, and do you mind if I date him? I know y'all didn't work out, but do you mind if I date him? That's weird.
You know what? I'm going to tell you, my sister, really quick. My sister Marilyn was approached years ago. Got, and this was at church, a guy dated one of her really good friends at the time, and then they broke up. They were literally engaged, and 2 years later, he came to address Marilyn, and she said never.
Never.
And he said, why? He said, well, this person gave me permission to date you. She said, I don't care what she gave you permission to
wait,
do.
Wait, I'm sorry.
I just don't do that. I don't roll like
I'm
that.
Sorry. I don't know if I was listening incorrectly. Right. You meant years ago, right?
Years ago.
Sorry. I thought you said a few years ago. So I was like, what?
No, it was
you
years
meant like
ago.
Long years
long
ago.
Long years ago.
I just wanted to clear that up.
Yeah, like in the 80s. Okay, long years ago. So just because someone may say, as you stated, he may have said, hey, look, I'm interested in this person. She said, hey, go ahead. It is up to us as women to have a moral compass. And it is never right to cheat and date and sleep with or marry somebody your sister, your best friend, your besties have dated.
Since we're talking about moral compasses, actually, one of my friends is in insurance. So he sells like life insurance.
Okay.
So he posted... No.
Oh,
Did I say the company? Did I say his name?
Oh, I thought we was about to go there. I was like,
no.
Oh.
So he actually posted a meme. It was like a question. There was, okay, somebody died. Okay. The ex-husband was on the policy and got all the money.
Right.
Does he then pay out the family or does he keep all the money?
He keeps all the money.
He keeps every dime. So this is Can I address that one?
Oh, you're gonna address it one way or the other. Yeah. I mean, you're gonna find your spot.
Let me tell you why. Because I'm gonna give them some props here, because John Beckwith taught us this. He is Golden Gate Funeral Home.
I think
and he said you
right
it's fine. It's fine. But he has a whole radio show on Ask the Undertaker. And one thing he said, be careful who you make the beneficiary of your policies.
Right.
Because they are not required to pay your family anything. They're not required to even bury you. You're saying this person get my money. You're not saying this person bury me, this person has to do this. That's what a will is for. So is it morally right? It would be nice if he would give them the money, but he can take the money and say, y'all go do what y'all need to do. I got my money, I'm gone.
So I feel like, this needs to happen a lot of times with spouses who are now exes, right?
You better preach.
Because y'all already know my situation. So my whole thing is more like, let's say I never took my husband off any of my stuff, and then I move on and I get remarried, and I never change it, not thinking about it. Like, they don't have these as much anymore, but pensions, right? Mm-hmm. If you don't go in and physically change it from your previous husband, previous wife, that's who gets the money upon your death. And there is nothing you could do about it. So there have been women that have been
family members
separated. I don't believe in this whole separation thing. Separated for 30, 40, 40 years. That man and went on, had a wife or whatever he could have. He dies, and then that first wife get the money.
Let me tell you something. My mother taught me.
I can hear me.
Okay.
My mother taught us you can be mad at a dead man. That's what she used to always tell her. So she said, you go in and do a life event when life has happened. If you in the middle of a separation, whoever that person is, they are off of all of your documentation. It is changed. If y'all get back together, change it again. So for all of you out there, men and women, look at who you have as your beneficiaries. Look who you have over your estate, because they are not required to give your family anything.
I mean,
they're not
business.
Required to bury
a business,
you
baby.
Okay,
it's I was gonna say,
change your documents.
I was gonna say, you know, I think they should, if they had kids together,
they should give them to the kids.
If they're not
Mom Charity's still talking.
Oh, I'm sorry, you know what, baby. I guess I haven't lived long enough to have an opinion on this, so I'm just gonna shut up.
No, what's your opinion?
None of that matters.
No, I feel like you should, if so you're with someone, Charity, and for whatever reason, they didn't change a beneficiary, and you get the money. But you know that they had a wife and four kids, whatever. You're saying you would give that full amount?
No. Like, maybe like a couple grand to, like, you know, a nice casket or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Honey, I know family members that was in charge of different things, and the person...
She's been muted.
I want to help the people.
Okay.
She wants to help the people.
I know family members who have been charged, and it would be like if I would say, I really trust Janae to do this. Right. And then Janae, money changes people. And you cannot do that. You need to lay these things out. Right. Because I've had family members to take a big buck of the money and say, this person only deserves this amount. And this is what I'm going to give them. People act crazy when people die. Y'all, money will change people. So you just cannot do that. I'm serious, and it really bothers me. This is a great topic. I'm glad we brought it up because I really want people to understand. And then
you know what we can do. Actually,
and then lastly, lastly, and I'm gonna stop.
Well, you can stop right now. Well, actually, I think would be a good idea. This could be something we talk about because I would really like to bring on somebody talks about life insurance and things of that.
That would be dope. Put a pin in this.
Yeah,
because she was gonna keep further.
Table it.
She was gonna keep going.
But I want to say one more. I'm going to say one more.
30 seconds, Mom.
Okay, 30 seconds.
You're on the clock.
Whoever buys the plot owns the plot.
Okay.
Meaning if you want to put something on a headstone, the owner of that plot has to approve it. And if they don't approve it, your loved one can have nothing for the rest of their days.
Okay, and I hate topics like this. And that's why y'all really didn't hear me talking because I'm super empathetic and that kind of stuff. It gives me like bad juju, bad vibes. But I want to like go back to Portia and I want to look in the camera and say this. Close your legs to married men. In the words of NeNe,
like I literally have no words.
Lanithia Leek said it. She looked at, I forget her name. What was the girl?
Kim Zolciak.
Who was messing with Big Papa. She looked at her and said, close your legs to married men. But, and then she had to say it again 10 years later to Portia Williams. Close your legs to married men.
But Misha, here's the whole thing. And I keep saying this to everybody. Y'all say, what did you just call her? A thought bop? That's the new word.
Thought box. Tatiana.
We call them prostitutes.
Oh, yeah. Mom likes to just
we call them prostitutes and whores. Oh. And so what we are now doing is celebrating in this culture prostitutes and whores.
She always says that.
No. You Mom see said, these, call it what you it is. See these young girls now and everybody on even on our social media platforms. I'm sick of seeing women's butt behinds and we're calling this, they're in love with their body.
Hey.
Put some dignity on it. These young girls.
Put some respect on y'all's
put
names.
Some clothes on because we got young girls that are really being their lives are being changed because of the things that they are seeing.
Yeah.
And I'm just sick and tired of prostitutes and whores being at the front of the flipping culture.
She used to say, I'm sick and tired of the devil. That's where I thought she was going. She said prostitutes and whores.
And we keep that y'all buying their music. Oh. You're looking at their pages. You're putting their subscribers.
She's fired
and
up.
You want to know why this culture and why the children and why the girls are confused. I am sick of it. They're being seduced into a lifestyle. Seduction is real. And I'll leave it right there because that's a whole
nother. It used to be Madonna, but now it's City Girls. Now it's Mulatto. But now it's...
I'm all for the hoochie agenda. I'm for the hoochie agenda.
I'm a
Carisha
fan.
That's because you don't have a daughter.
I'm a Carisha fan.
Oh, I love Carisha.
But I love Carisha.
I don't know who that is.
That is Young Miami. I'm Young Miami
City
Girls.
She likes you because she hates when we call her Carisha.
From City Girls.
But Santana calls her Carisha.
I don't listen to City Girls. My kids played me a song and I was like, oh my God.
Like highly
they're putting, yeah. That's
like,
a lot.
She like Trina?
But I like her on her IG lives when I see them on the Shade Room. She's very funny.
She's funny. Her perks, I love her. I like her a lot better than I like JT.
Her music is like, whoa.
Yeah, her music is, baby. Whoa. Mom, you could never listen to past 2 seconds.
Oh, these girls want to JT.
I was confused.
Have a 55 sucker.
You know, the new body. Let me just say this. Y'all keep playing with that devil.
Oh, here we go. Okay.
Keep playing.
I can't breathe.
Y'all keep playing, okay?
I can't breathe.
Y'all call. Because what I know for sure, y'all going to give me a call. And I say, when you play with the devil, that's what you going to get.
Listen, call, do it. Wait a minute. Wait. A call saying what, Mom?
No. All I'm saying is the way that people, when you guys are even talking about Portia and all that, things are introduced to you through what you see, what you hear, your gateways, your eyes, your ear. People are seduced into lifestyle. A sixth grader don't know nothing about going in and shooting up some other sixth graders outside of that she continues to see.
Right.
That she continues to hear. So we're seduced into these lifestyles. Y'all think it's cute, maybe, funny, maybe, but those words keep going in your head. Your body don't know that person over there is not your husband, your wife. Your body responds to touch, whatever touch it is.
I think we're old enough to realize that if City Girls is talking about sugar daddies and pimps, I don't want a sugar daddy or a pimp.
A sugar daddy or a pimp.
I want a sugar daddy without the sugar. I want the sugar daddy, I want the sugar daddy that don't want no sugar. Holla at your girl.
If someone will pay for me to go to dinner, if someone will pay for my bills, and I just have to go talk to them,
baby.
I might not say no. I'm not even going to lie to y'all. I'm not even going to hold y'all. And that's the truth. That's on period.
You're going to exchange something for something because nobody is just paying your way for nothing.
If they just want conversation.
There's a lot of them that just
some people just don't have nobody to talk to. So you want to pay me $5,000 for me to listen to your problems?
No, like seriously, there are some people that are that. Seriously.
Dead serious.
They might be a little geriatric.
Yeah, they're older.
Can the saints of God help me pray for my daughters? Because they just don't understand.
Okay, so we're not saying that
ask
we want
the
sugar.
Listeners.
We're not saying we are actively looking for sugar daddies.
If they happen to fall into my lap.
Exactly. If somebody want to give me the $16.50 a month for that rent, that's cool.
I want you to listen to the conversation. You just had a conversation because you were disgusted by somebody with somebody's husband. But the audience doesn't know that you're joking.
Bring it back.
Okay, hey,
I'm not joking. I'm gonna tell y'all now, I'm not playing.
Charity is in a weird phase in her life right now, but Janae and I we're joking.
Yeah. Charity. And my views and the way I live life is nothing to do with the views and thoughts of my parents. So I can make my own decisions.
Absolutely.
So it's not how they raised me. They raised me 100% the correct way. But as an adult, I do make my own decisions.
Charity, she's the free spirit of
But side note, I don't want to get too off topic. I said that to somebody. I have raised my kids in a certain way. Just because they view off is not indicative of me being a bad parent.
Right.
I told them the right way to go.
All three of these, if y'all see them on the Sugar Daddy OnlyFans on the page, because they mama did.
The Sugar Daddy app. Go through Sean Santiago on Instagram. You just send him $20.
And if by chance they are, can y'all DM me June Speaks? I'll handle it.
I ain't looking for no sugar daddy. I'm looking for a husband, okay?
But what would you handle, Mom? I'd be like, girl, are you gonna pay these bills?
I paid one bill since we was 18, 17 for me. So, it's the audacity for me.
For me, it's the audacity.
Well, and the other thing is, you know, the way that my parents raised us is that I have never wanted or married or been interested in someone just because they could take care of me. I have been raised to take care of myself to take care of myself. And I have learned to go to the person if what he gives to me, I owe him nothing. And that is God. And that's how I've trained y'all. We don't need no sugar daddies.
We already gave a disclaimer, Mom.
I'm going to just say it. June Speaks, June Evans. They already know the truth.
They know that we are not out here looking for no sugar. Honestly, how about this? If we had sugar daddies. No, but listen. If we had sugar daddies, I would be driving a Bentley, okay? Period. I'd be on the 23rd floor of...
It's always the last child. I'm telling y'all now, it's always that last.
Honestly, y'all,
I love her dearly.
Honestly. what do y'all expect from me?
Sometimes I do. Sometimes I am concerned about Charity. Sometimes I really am concerned, but...
I love that for you.
I think somebody's lying right now,
though. I think she's going to land on her feet. I really do.
I'm not talking about you. I think I'm talking about Charity.
Oh, yeah. Charity just does this to bother you.
Yeah, she does it. She does it to bother me.
I love that y'all have these thoughts.
This is really Charity's thoughts.
No. Here's the thing. I love all of my children. Everybody knows that I have... anybody who really knows us knows that I do have a child that is an adult that has always struggled. I don't love my
son. Who are we talking about?
My son.
Girl, I mean, you put some names out. About.
Oh, my son.
Struggle with what?
Struggle with life. No, he's not a pimp or anything like that. Addiction. But he's just struggled with addictions his whole life, yeah. since he was about 13.
Right.
So I don't, and everybody on this table know that he gets the same love. He gets the same
he's
respect.
He's not treated no different.
But he gets tough love as yes. well. So it's no different with any of you guys. It doesn't mean I don't love you, but I'm going to always flip you back to you know what's right, you make your own decision.
Don't flip us back to that
but
Bible.
Just know whatever decision that is, there will be a consequence if that's not a good decision. And if you have to walk through the consequence, I will walk through the valley of consequence with you.
It's the B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the word for me. Hey. I stand upon the word of God, the B-I-B-L-E.
Hey.
She used to make us sing that. She's always going to take it right back to the Bible.
She made Kamisha sing it because Kamisha struggled.
Joyce actually taught us.
This is going to be our last little topic. But speaking of Bible thumpers, because we live in the Bible Belt.
Oh.
This is actually a good way to get into the Ooh. Hot topic from our governor, who we're going to vote out most likely.
But in 2022, Texas, he is out of there.
This is Texas. Texas is highly Republican. So
oh, no, but he's out of there. He's made too many people mad with unemployment and with what we're about to talk about.
Okay, so Janae, can you go ahead and tell the people?
We're going to talk about this heartbeat bill as it's currently named. And it's essentially saying that when a baby's heartbeat is detected, a woman can no longer get an abortion in the state of Texas, which means
at 6 weeks.
That's when I forget to that. So okay. that takes generally around the 6 week mark. Now, it is of my opinion, this is the opinions of Janae Williams, that he does not have a right to tell. I feel like men in general don't have a right to tell women what they are to do with their bodies. That is my opinion. This is not a pro-life or pro-choice type of conversation for me. It's more like everybody, every day, I think we pick this abortion issue as a hot topic, but this should not be the same, no different than somebody doing drugs, murder, pedophilia, anything.
Yep, yep.
What is the difference?
Yep.
All these people have a choice to kill, to molest, to steal, to do whatever. But they want to focus on a woman's right to choose what is best in her mind for her. I am of the opinion that we all get choices every day to go left or right, up or down. And we, as individuals, have to pay the price or deal with the consequence or deal with whatever comes from going left or right, up or down. So I feel like it's no different.
So this is my thing. My girls and I went out to dinner recently and we talked about that. And so, you know, at the 6 weeks. And so basically when you mathematically do it, because men don't know our bodies, we do, that basically that means you're basically like 2 weeks behind on your period.
Yeah,
roughly.
Yeah.
So some women, I used to have this issue like many years ago. Some women don't know they're pregnant. I've had several friends. I believe this happened either with Jordan or JJ that you didn't know for like the first couple.
When I was pregnant with them. Yeah. I didn't know. I didn't know with Jordan until I was 12 weeks pregnant.
Exactly. Some people, their periods are so irregular, or they just got off the pill, or they just got off the shot, or they're on the shot, or whatever. It could be stress can delay it. Men that are listening, it could be stress. It could be depression, anxiety. It could be a number of things that makes it delayed. It could be the amount of days in a month. February is different because it's 28 days, and this March there's 31. That's like, oh, I started a week late because of whatever is going on. If you travel too much in a month, anything could happen. And you're trying to tell me like, I can't go do something with my body.
I just don't understand, like crazy. Janae was saying, I don't think men should have any right to say what women do with their bodies. There were a lot of women in that picture. Everybody was just smiling.
Did you see what that picture
Everybody was
like?
Really white and really smiling and really happy.
Really
and it was really
it was one black person.
It was very creepy. Hold on, Mom. It was very creepy that they were like happy about this passing.
Did you see the guy behind? He was like this.
Because I don't understand like why is this such a good thing? I'm not saying like everybody go get an abortion, but I'm saying people should have the right to do what they want to do. Because what if you get raped? What if you're raped by a family member?
So many caveats.
Exactly. Like,
so there are so many kids who aren't even taken care of because, you know, people don't have the money. And then there's a lot of people in foster care. So it's just like, what are you really helping by making this bill?
They care more about the heartbeat, but then when the baby gets here, they don't care.
Right.
They don't care if the baby's homeless. They don't care if the baby's thrown in the toilet. They don't care.
Because how are you going to tell us all to take our, you know, don't wear your mask. You can do what you want.
Thank
Everybody's
you.
All mad Thank about you. Wearing masks. And they were like, oh, well, this is my body. I want the right.
Right.
But then this bill passed Thank and everybody's you. Like, I think it's Thank great. You. I think yeah. it's amazing. Like, I'm confused. Are you pro-life or are you pro-life? Man.
Well, Texas has always been a very conservative state. We are the Bible Belt.
For sure.
I definitely am pro-life.
Right.
And it's not, the governor is the one that signed it, but that didn't just come from the governor. That's a hard push from a lot of Christian people who believe that life begins at conception.
Yet they don't like these and same white people don't like black people, but that's another
no,
story.
It doesn't, black but it's yeah. not, but pro-life is not just a white Ooh. Thing. There just happened to be a lot of white people standing behind the governor. I had more of a problem with the crowd than I did with the law. I had a challenge with why don't you have diversity standing behind
because
me,
they
sir.
Don't
and it was
care.
All men. That's what's crazy.
So but neither topic. Here it's neither here or there. I'm just gonna say that it's gonna they're gonna have a lot of challenges. I don't believe that law will ever pass in Texas. I just don't. I think it's going to hang up in court for a while and he'll be out of office and different things like that.
Y'all keep we thinking they're going to vote this man out.
I think
no,
so.
No,
I
no,
lie, Janae. There's
no, no,
too
no.
Many,
he's,
too he, many
I believe,
young people that's going to vote him out.
But he's still, well, whoever comes will still but be whoever, a Republican.
Look what he did to the unemployment. Like, no, there's too many people mad at him. I'm sorry.
It's not even, it's not, he doesn't just make all these decisions
right.
himself.
I mean, it's
y'all,
yeah.
y'all giving the man too much
We're
power.
We're just speaking about him.
No, I understand, but it
I
is.
I can't call him
is,
what I want to.
You, don't. No, what you I need, won't. What you need, what we need to do is go to your state and local governments and make sure that you vote for whom is making those bills and pushing it to the governor
right.
for signing. That's
right.
who you need to make sure that
overall.
You're voting
right.
overall for. And then lastly is, it really is at the end of all this, I agree, that we had a friend when I was in the sixth grade, never will forget it. She was, she went to our church. Abortions were illegal. She was attending college in her first or second year in college, and she became pregnant. She was afraid to come home and tell her parents. And so she decided to get a abortion behind the scene. Abortions are not legal. Someone at the school, it was stated, that who was practicing medicine was the one who actually performed that for her, right?
Mm-hmm.
She ends up in a hospital in Dallas that was a Christian hospital, and they would not take her because they told her parents at that time she had had an abortion that went bad. They took her to another hospital. Well, anyway, we lost a 19-year-old beautiful soul. So it is... Let's have these conversations. Let's have them right. Don't have your children afraid to come home to tell you that your daughters, that they are pregnant, that they are confused, that they need assistance. I don't care if you're a Christian. You don't throw away your daughters. Don't let them make these type of life decisions by themselves. This should not be a mandate. This is a heart issue. And Janae, you're right. God gives us the ability to make choices. It is our choice. God has always been pro-choice. I set before you life and death, blessings and cursing. He always says, choose life. But if you choose something differently, that is your choice.
Because Eve chose to eat that apple. That's why we're here right
that's
now.
That's why, honestly, that's why I'm how I am today. Cycles. Because
yeah. oh. Yeah, because Eve chose to eat that apple.
And Jesus came and redeemed that apple.
He did.
When Jesus said yes, nobody can say no. When Jesus said yes, nobody can say no.
You can tell who does not listen to gospel because she ain't never tried.
I know the song, but I can't sing. I'm not
Neither
a harmonizer.
Neither can we really.
I'm not a harmonizer.
I think it's because we have a little rasp, so we think we can sing.
I was going to try to be
I'm
Michelle.
So I'm Beyonce, she's definitely Kelly, and you would be Michelle.
I would be Michelle.
Not you taking
who
Beyonce.
But who am I?
You're LaToya.
I love LaToya.
She's the girl. She's not even
mama. You're the mama.
The one that was kicked
she's
out the
Tina.
Group.
No, mom Tina.
Oh. The one that was kicked out the group.
LaTavia.
No.
Yeah.
The one that's on the new show coming out.
Remember when Michelle came and it was another girl? That girl.
Oh, we forgot.
Farrah.
Nobody care about Farrah.
They said, but are your bags packed? Girl, the plane going to leave.
They said the plane going to leave. Are your bags packed? Beyonce. That was the funniest was moment in Destiny's Child.
That was too funny. Well, I think we had a great show today. I think that was good. We're really balanced, like mom says, to balance this out.
Balance it out. The Libra scales.
Yeah. But hey, y'all, thank you for tuning into this week's episode of I'm in Control podcast. Y'all have a safe and fun Memorial Day weekend, whatever y'all do. Don't drink and drive. What else do I have?
Call Ubers, call the cabs. If you can find a rental, well, be driving.
Close your legs to married me.
Close your legs. Yeah. Let me look in the camera and say that. Memorial Day weekend. It's going to be a lot of, what is it, Casamigo? Go to yo.
It's going
to
be a lot of Casamigos, and you're going to think to the Casamigo.
So with all that Casamigos and all, I don't drink any of that.
Trust God in everything you do.
Oh.
I don't think that's where Camille is going.
Bye, y'all.
Hey, we're out.
That.
Goodbye.
I mean, like...